Good morning, everybody. We'll open it up for questions. Fire away.
Hi, Coach.
Gosh. Good to see you, Mike.
Going back to the preseason game, I know there were some turnovers that made it snowball a little bit, but is it safe to say they got you a little bit up front, and is it the most physical team you're going to face here on Sunday?
You know, again, when you turn on the tape, long since that game, you do see a very physical football team, no doubt. I think we're expecting that, and we're excited for that opportunity. Going back to the preseason, I think it was, our second or third game. I think it was second game of the season on the road. They obviously in that game played better than we did, and typically there's many reasons for that. Turnovers was part of it, but, they played way better than we did.
Alex Marvez from Fox Sports.
Hi, Alex.
Hey,
John. Doing?
Morning. What are some of the things that you can go ahead and impart from your past Super Bowl experience that may be able to help you on Sunday and in your week of preparation?
Really the scheduling. It is a little bit different as far as the timing of the game, both in the pregame and the halftime breaks that typically you have, whether it be a playoff game or an in-season game, a regular season game. Obviously the 2 weeks of preparation, it's a little bit of a minefield from the standpoint of, you don't do it any other time during the season. We call it a reverse bye week. The game gets fairly big, on the outside and just dealing with that. But most teams do that, as the spots get bigger as you go through the playoff season. But really that's kind of the major differences.
Coach Fox, Darren McKee, KKFN, Denver.
What station is that?
KKFN.
Okay.
DRC told us that after the San Diego Thursday night game and the Seattle preseason game, John Elway spoke to the team in a very forceful sort of way, saying that these type of things wouldn't be allowed. Can you talk about what those messages were and what impact that had on the team?
Well, really, not to argue with DRC, it really kind of happened more after the Seattle game. I think some of the other meetings, I've had John talk to the team many times. We typically Saturday night on a Sunday morning kickoff or afternoon, we have a team meeting Saturday night and a variety of players, ex-players, in this, one case, John Elway, who's got some great experiences that, should be shared with the football team. So he's done a tremendous job. He was our guest speaker before the San Diego playoff game. I think he always has a good message, as do most of our player guests and player speakers.
Coach, Dan Friedman from Univision Deportes.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk a little bit about the preparation and the work ethic of your both Mexican heritage players from the offensive line, Luis Vázquez and Manny Ramírez?
They've both been tremendous. We had some pretty significant injuries at the center position to start the season. We lost two guys. Manny has stayed healthy. Basically, the offensive line as a unit, is kind of controlled by that center position. I think that's fairly true amongst most teams in the NFL, with a lot of communication, communication with his line mates, as well as communication with his quarterback. And, our guy does change a few things. And so you got to be not just a very physical player to play in that position, but also a very smart player. As far as Lewis, he's, new to us. This is his first year, and he's done a tremendous job to learn the offense, learn his new teammates. It's a very tight-knit group, and, both those guys played their college ball at Texas Tech, and there's a special bond there for sure. They're very close friends as well as teammates, but I couldn't be more happy for and proud of any two individuals is how hard they've worked and how well they've played. Yes, ma'am. It's a little bit like as a kid when you went on a trip, and on the way there it seemed like forever, and it was a little easier on the way home because you knew what to expect. So a little bit like that phenomenon, I think, just having a better idea of what to expect.
And what's the biggest lesson you learned last year?
That you don't want to lose.
Okay. You're right, Coach?
Yes.
Hey, Coach. Steve Politi from the Star-Ledger, New Jersey. Is what this team accomplished in your absence proof to other young coaches that maybe this profession doesn't have to be as all-consuming as they might think it is?
Well, I think I'd say the reverse. I think it's definitely all-consuming. You know, when you're dealing with young people, I have four children, so I get that pretty well. But, you know, just keeping them all on task, you know, all headed in the right direction, all with the same common goal. You know, understand that you have to be selfless and not selfish, which is a hard concept for all of us. And really, I think, you know, if you've got a pretty good program and you've got a pretty good plan in place, that it can be executed, especially if you let your coaches coach and everybody understands their role and they know what to do, stay in their lane. You know, so a minor adjustment, you know, the truck keeps moving forward. So, you know, I think it was a great job. I couldn't be more proud of the players and the coaches. You know, I think Jack stepped in that role and had to carry two roles, and that's not easy, to be both the defensive coordinator and the interim head coach. So it was, you know, like any successful business or successful endeavor, it takes good people and takes people working very hard at their job.
Hey, John. Dan Pompey from Sports on Earth.
Hi, Dan.
John, can you tell me what Champ Bailey has brought to this team that's maybe outside of the on-field things?
You know, that's a good question, Dan. And it's been a frustrating season for Champ up till now, or up till recently. You know, he did have a foot injury, did set him back. He spent many games inactive throughout the season, but he was always there. And, you know, in that defensive room, in that DB room, you know, his guidance, his leadership was always there. That never wavered. He stayed positive. You know, and sometimes that can be a tricky thing when, you know, things aren't going as planned. But, you know, he weathered it. He got himself back healthy. It was a lot of hard work on his part, as well as our training staff and, you know, a lot of support from the coaching staff and his teammates. So might have been one of my fonder moments in coaching is watching him hoist that Lamar Hunt Trophy a couple weeks ago there in Denver. And so, you know, he's been tremendous, and he's a great player, a great person, and couldn't be happy for him.
Hi, John. Rod Smith from TSN. Can you talk about what impresses you most about Seattle's secondary and the challenges that your receivers are going to face on Sunday?
Well, they're a very aggressive bunch. They don't do a whole lot, but what they do is really good. They're long, they're fast, they've got good ball skills. You know, when you look at them statistically, I think they were number one in probably five of the most important categories. So, you know, it's going to be a tremendous challenge and, you know, a tremendous opportunity for us to combat that. You know, you've got one offense and one defense competing against each other. So, you know, I think fans should be excited. I know we're all excited.
Hey, Coach, Stacey Dales, NFL Network. What specifically do you attribute?
Exactly. Sorry.
What specifically do you attribute your defensive improvements to since that loss back in Week 15 against San Diego?
You know, just a commitment to playing good team defense. I mean, really, you take 11 guys, and it's pretty much true in all phases, but you know, it was 11 guys all doing their job and trusting the guy next to them to do their job. And it sounds really simple, but it's definitely not easy. And, you know, really just making that commitment and putting in the time, whether it be in the film room or in the meeting room or technique, you know, that's what to and how to do it, really. But just making that decision to do it better than they've done it, and they have done that.
Coach Bobby Hall, Denver Post. Can you talk about the impact Sean Phillips has had on the defense and the team?
You know, Sean was a guy that we knew pretty well from competing against. He was with the Chargers. He kind of been a thorn in our side for some time. So he came over, and I think, you know, when you see people in a jersey and a helmet, you don't really know them. I mean, you know how they play football, and you watch plenty of video on that. But he's been a great addition as a leader. He's been really good for our D-line room. He's a fun guy to be around. You know, he brings energy to the building every day. So I've been nothing but impressed with him and pleased for him because he's had a heck of a season.
To your left, front row. Seth Walder, New York Daily News. What's the state of the fields at Florham Park, and has there been any interaction with members of the Jets organization while you guys are there?
Yeah, we've got a guy that's coordinating the facility with our operations guy, Chip Conway. We were over there Monday. We practiced outdoors on the synthetic surface. It's a beautiful facility. The locker room's tremendous. All their training room facilities, their people have been great, bent over to make sure we have everything we need. You know, we'll have a padded practice today over there, and I'm pretty sure, you know, we'll assess that when we get there later today. But more than likely, we'll be on that same outdoor synthetic surface that we were on Monday.
Hi, Coach. Tony Caputo, News 12 New Jersey Television. How's the team dealing with its tour of North Jersey? Jersey City today, out on a ship, Newark yesterday, Florham Park, and dealing with that with preparation for Sunday?
You know, they've handled it really well. You know, any time you let loose, you know, this number of high-profile athletes, you never know what. But, you know, people have been great. You know, the police officers that have been touring us around, whether it was to Media Day yesterday or, you know, on our little bus ride over to Florham Park, you know, they've been getting used to the transit system going over to the city. We've let them enjoy it, and they've had a good time. You know, we're kind of toning it down a little bit now. They had a curfew last night. We'll have another curfew tonight. So now we're getting back into game mode, and we'll treat this Wednesday much like any Wednesday during the regular season or playoff season for our preparation. But the New York, New Jersey people have been great. We expected that. I knew they would be.
Coach Rick Riley, ESPN.
Hi, Rick.
You are the coach in a city where pot is not only legal to buy but to use recreationally.
Why are we always going here? But that's okay.
Go ahead. That pose a problem for you?
No. Not at all. I don't have any problem with it.
Do you say something to your players?
You know, we remind our players. I think, you know, when we're in a biggest organization as the NFL, there's all kind of agreements. There's all kind of rules and regulations. Our players all understand that. We do submit to drug testing. So our guys understand that maybe as well as anybody on the planet. Yes.
Coach, Evan Washburn, CBS Sports Network. You mentioned the curfew and kind of getting into a normal work week. With Media Day behind you, is there a specific message for the sort of the remainder of this week as you get ready for Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, we're on a business trip. You know, there's kind of a big event come Sunday, and that's what we're here for. So we've let them enjoy themselves some. Now we're dialing back in, you know, getting back to our preparation. We went through our must again today just to, you know, recap that and refresh that. And, you know, we're here for a game.
Coach, down front, last question.
Coach Jeff Schultz of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Do you feel you're a much better head coach now than you were in Carolina, or do you just have better players?
Yeah, I had good players in Carolina. I mean, I think that was the only Super Bowl they've ever been to. It was a great team, great locker room, as you'd expect. You know, I think all these are different. I mean, if, you know, this time of year from now, you know, I'll have a completely different team. It's just the way of the National Football League. You know, coaches change teams, players change teams. I'm just really soaking this one in. It's a great bunch. You know, very proud of this bunch, just like I was with the Carolina team. So, you know, I've enjoyed, you know, really all my football teams. And I think you get better. You know, I think, you know, more experience, the more you do it, the better you get, you should, whether it's your job or my job.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, thank you.